You know, there are things that I don't do anymore. I don't drink whiskey. I stopped drinking whiskey a long time ago, and while I didn't drink a lot of it, I stopped because it made me feel ill. I don't go to bed after midnight on a work night. Years ago, I used to go out on a Thursday and invariably stay up all night, pausing only to go home for a shower and a change of clothes at 6 or 7 before heading off to work. I don't have to turn on some form of music as soon as I enter a room. Not always. This changed after I spent a couple of weeks in hospital a few years ago, and I've no idea why. I don't wait for hours and hours after having a meal before I feel it's safe to go swimming without getting cramp and sinking. If I burn myself, I don't slap a knob of butter on the searing flesh. And thanks to my mother, I believed the last two for years. I don't possess a pair of trainers, not particularly for aesthetic reasons, I just feel that there's a time when men should stop wearing them. But strangely, in the past couple of years, I have developed a bit of a girly footwear fetish, and I still get a buzz from pulling on my Kurt Geiger slip-ons with the fake lace holes. Time was, on a Saturday, I would rise with a hangover, and my housemate Dave and I would breakfast on fatty fried things and watch Gazzetta Football Italia, Football Focus with boring Bob Wilson, followed by the Saint and Greavesy on ITV before heading back to the boozer for another load. Now this morning I had some muesli with soya milk and entered a competition to win £1,000 worth of gardening vouchers. And you know what? These days are better. Plus, I don't have a headache. And as night shortly follows day, Sunday follows Saturday, and it's hard to explain what dreary old Sundays used to be like. There wasn't any sport to speak of. Football and rugby were done and dubbed for the week by 4:45 on a Saturday. And as for the so-called summer sports, well, Test match cricket and Wimbledon tennis decided to limit the access the proletariat had to their rather exclusive offerings by shutting down on Sundays for a little rest. The only place to shop on a Sunday was the newsagent, who opened briefly to enable you to get a Sunday paper, and tears, trial and tedium lurked menacingly in the post-lunch gloom for those who didn't. For all Sunday afternoon radio had to offer was Sing Something Simple. Google it if you like, I really can't bear to. At least there was a pub though, eh? Except, as those of us of a certain age remember, the pubs opened from noon until 2. And then to bring them in line with the rest of the country, they shut down for the afternoon, leaving a certain group of the populace spending the afternoon listening to Man LPs and waiting for the ceremonial drawing back of the bolts on the doors of the local at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock! 7 o'clock. Now to sum up how much things have properly changed, at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night these days, all I'm thinking about is going to bed.